Prologue. It always goes the same. Well, not exactly the same. Usually the people are different, and the places change. Mostly it's people I know. Sometimes it's people I've seen on TV. Sometimes I've no idea. If I had a therapist, they'd tell me I have a hero complex or some other shit. But who can afford a therapist? Hell, I work two jobs and can hardly afford my rent. Anyway, here's how it went down last night. It's how it goes down almost every night, but with slight differences. Starts normal. Always starts normal. Like my brain is teasing me into thinking it might be a normal night. I guess it's normal for me. Last night I was in work. I work in a bar. I was pouring a pint for a faceless man. It seemed totally normal that he had no face, you know? Like, hell, who needs a face these days? Seemed normal to me, anyway. There was a boy sitting in the corner of the bar. He stood out to me for a couple of reasons. First, because he was actually the only person in the bar to have a face. And second, because he was like, I don't know, 10? And it's a bar. We tend not to let 10-year-olds in. I found myself watching him. If it had been real, you know, like actually work, I would have gone over and asked him where his parents were, or if he was okay. But I was rooted, so I stood, watching him, until the monster arrived. It's always a frickin' monster, you know. Just once, I'd like it to be puppies. That's when I moved. I was over the bar like a ninja, between the boy and the monster. As soon as this happens, I'm in complete control, every time. It's like my brain senses the danger and everything becomes lucid. I have swords, two swords. Don't judge me. Swords rock, way cooler than guns. And I'm a martial arts expert. I twirl them theatrically, turning to wink at the boy. Don't worry, I say. This won't take long. It's the sort of cool thing heroes say, and he grins at me. He can see how cool I am right now. But that's where this one changes. Two loud shots ring out from behind the monster. It starts and turns, advancing on the noise. Two more shots and it staggers backwards towards me. When it's close enough, I decapitate it. Swords? Really? The woman standing over the body, pointing two smoking guns, looks disapprovingly at me. Not only does she have a face, but it's an incredibly attractive face. Amazing, sparkling brown eyes. Full lips. Way out of my league. Normally. But not here. This is my place. I can control it. Swords are way cooler than guns, I say firmly as I resheath them, crossed across my back. Takes no skill to pull a trigger. I'm like a frickin' ninja. Yeah, okay. She rolls her eyes and puts her guns back in their holsters. Hey! She looks beyond me to the boy. Let's find you somewhere more fun to be, shall we? Pubs suck. He looks at her and stands up, but he slips his hand into mine. Will you come? He asks. Sure. I grin at him. See? I look triumphantly at the woman. Swords are cool. If you say so. She turns and heads out of the pub. We follow. I'm still not sure why. It just seems natural. So, she says chattily to the boy. By this point, I'd have found him a unicorn or something and dumped him, but we're walking through a field. What do you want to do now the monster's gone?
Eat ice cream, he says decidedly, as though she shouldn't have needed to ask.
Good call, she says, and an ice cream van appears at the edge of the field. He releases my hand and runs to it, disappearing into a blur of distance. She turns to me, smiling. Reckon we have a couple of hours to kill, she observes. There's something in her voice, like she's daring me. Wanna help me fill them? I smile. I know what's coming next. It's inevitable somehow. I take her hands and pull her in, kissing her. It feels so real. Her touch, her scent, she's solid. I can smell and taste her. That's when I wake up.